Previously on Lost.
Are you one of them?
One of whom?
A hostile.
What's your name?
Ben. Take me with you.
Yeah, but if that's what you really want, Ben, if that's what you want, I want you to think about that. And you're going to have to be very, very patient.
You want to protect your friends or not, Saeed?
I'm Saeed Jarrah, one of the Oceanic Six.
Saeed?
Jin.
Shut up! Get down!
Say another word and you're dead.
I brought you a sandwich. Are you a hostile?
Do you think I am?
What's your name?
Saeed.
I'm Ben.
It's nice to meet you, Ben.
يا ولد ما بقي الطفل اتصرف باسم الرجال اقتل واحدة منهم
انا ما اريد
ما تريد ازاي اسمع كلام ابوك
لا
اسمع كلام اللي بقول لك عليه يلا اذبح يا عمر خلص ما عدت هتدخل البيت الا ما تخلص منها يا عمر اسمع ما شاء الله يا عمر ذبحتها
مش أني
على الأقل واحد فيكم هيصير راجل عفية عليك يا سعيد
I brought another sandwich for him. Chicken salad this time.
Yeah, I don't think it's the menu. He's not eating. Save yourself the trouble, kid.
But Horst told me to.
Why does he care so much? The guy's a hostile.
That doesn't mean he's not hungry.
Whatever.
Brought you a sandwich. And a book. I read it twice. It's good.
Thank you.
Did Richard send you? Richard. He's your leader, right? It's just a camera. They can see, but they can't hear. 4 years ago, I ran away into the jungle and Richard found me. I said I wanted to leave, that I wanted to join you. So I've been patient. And if you're patient too, I think I can help you.
الشهرة. أنا شتوي. بشرط.
How'd it go?
They tried to bribe me. Didn't work.
Of course it didn't.
Where to now?
Nowhere. You're done.
What do you mean I'm done?
We're done. Andropov was the last one. You've taken care of everyone who posed a threat to your friend. It's been a pleasure working with you, Saeed.
So that's it? I killed all those people for you. And now you're just walking away?
You didn't kill them for me, Saeed. You're the one that asked for their names. There's no one else in Widmore's organization that we need to go after. Congratulations. Mission accomplished.
What do I do now?
I suppose you should go live your life. You're free, Saeed.
Put out your hands. Come on. Thank you. It's nice to finally hear your voice. I'm Horace. Now's the part where you tell me your name. I need you to tell me what you were doing out in that jungle.
Ask him about the model.
Redzinski. I got this. Those handcuffs. Are you having some kind of problem with your people? Because either you're in some kind of disagreement, which makes me want to help you, or you're a spy trying to infiltrate us. So which is it? Okay. I'm gonna give you an hour to decide whether you want to talk to me. But if you decide you don't want to, then I'm going to have to take this to the next level.
I think your bacon's ready.
I forgot.
It's on the TV.
It's over, isn't it?
What's over?
This. Us. Playing house. All of it. I never actually thought they'd come back.
So they're back. Nothing's changed.
What if Saeed tells them who he is?
Saeed ain't saying nothing. Hey, I got this under control.
Morning, H.
Jim.
What's up?
Julia.
Hi.
I just spoke to the prisoner. We have a problem.
Why? What'd he say?
Nothing. which is what worries me. We need to find out why he violated the truce. Why the hell he would come into our territory. I'm just gonna have to have Oldham do his thing on him.
A psychopath? No way.
What choice do I have? Just let me have a go at him alone. Be my guest, but I'm telling you, man, he is not gonna talk.
Oh, he'll talk to me.
Mr. McPhill.
Take your lunch, Phil.
You going back there alone?
Take your lunch, Phil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
A 12-year-old Ben Linus brought me a chicken salad sandwich. How do you think I'm doing?
A sweet kid, huh?
How can you live with him here?
Because I ain't got a choice.
Is that so?
Let's see how you feel after 3 years of living in the 70s.
Lucky for you, I spent that time getting myself in a position to save your ass.
I'm sorry, Saeed.
What are you doing?
When I tell them I got your confession, I need them to believe that you didn't give it up easy.
What confession?
We're gonna say you were trying to defect. You were gonna offer some intel on the others in exchange for living with us.
And why in God's name would I want to do that?
What the hell else am I supposed to do with you?
Let me go.
And then what? I can't just let you go.
Why not?
Because these people trust me. I've built a life here, and a pretty good one. I let you go, all that goes away. So you got yourself a choice, Chief. Either you cooperate and join the party in Dharmaville, or you're on your own.
Then I guess I'm on my own.
Fresh off the griddle. And don't forget to try the dipping sauces. They really bring out the ham.
Thanks, Hurley.
So, what's going on with Saeed?
I don't know anything yet.
What do you mean you don't know anything? I thought you were at Sawyer's last night. What did he tell you?
He told me to leave him alone and let him do his job.
And you're going to?
I'll talk to Juliet, see what she can tell me.
Well, Sawyer didn't tell you anything. Why would Juliet?
And why wouldn't she?
Because they're together.
What do you mean they're together?
Together. They live together, like not as roommates. You know, together like you guys were. I thought it was kind of obvious. I mean, who couldn't see that coming?
Pearlie.
Well, I guess I better go make some more waffles.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Can't figure out. It's how the hell you got caught. You hostiles are supposed to be the kings of the jungle. And how dumb are you that you got captured by these idiots?
And yet you're the one who mops up after them.
Yeah, well. We'll see how cute you are once Oldham gets down with you, pal. What the hell are you doing here?
I was bringing you a sandwich.
A sandwich? You never made me a sandwich in your life.
Yeah, well, I made one for myself. So I just thought that...
Oh, yeah?
Me...
Yeah,
don't!
Don't you lie to me. What are you doing? You made this sandwich for him, didn't you?
Yes.
Who told you to do that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I just thought that...
You just thought, huh? Go on. Go on. I'll tell you what to think.
did you find me?
I looked.
What do you want, Ben?
John Locke is dead. I think he was murdered.
Why would anyone kill him?
I'd say it was retribution for the work you and I have been doing. So you're in danger, Saeed. If I can find you, so can the people that found Locke. The same people who, even as we speak, are sitting outside Hugo's mental institution.
They're watching you?
A man in a sedan has been there all week. Just waiting. Presumably for you or me to show our faces.
And that's why you're here. You actually came all this way to suggest that I kill this man.
You don't want to?
What makes you think I want to?
Because, Saeed, to put it simply, you're capable of things that most other men aren't. Every choice you've made in your life, whether it was to murder or to torture, it hasn't really been a choice at all, has it? It's in your nature. It's what you are. You're a killer, Saeed.
I'm not what you think I am. I don't like killing.
Well, then I apologize. I was mistaken about you.
Hold them. Hey, man. Are we ready? Better put him in the restraints. Don't worry. They're for your protection. There are side effects to what I'm giving you. Open his mouth.
Open.
Don't be afraid. Just turn your mind off. Let it take effect. It's beyond your control. So fighting it is a poor use of your energies. You see, whether you're struggling or not, one thing's for sure, friend. You will tell us the truth.
There's somebody, somebody here in Los Angeles. Let me take you to them.
Who?
The same person that's going to show us how to get back to the island.
Is that what this is about? This is insane. You're all crazy.
Saeed, where are you going?
I don't want any part of this.
If I see you
again, it'll be extremely unpleasant for us both.
You have a menu?
There you go. Sir, another McCutcheon.
Please.
What's that run you?
Excuse me?
That scotch. What's a glass of that run you?
Whatever it is, it's worth it.
I don't understand why someone would pay $120 for a glass of anything.
If you knew what my drink cost, why did you ask me?
Same reason I'm eating my dinner here instead of a table. I'll have the ribeye bloody.
Yes, ma'am. Ribeye bloody.
Are you a professional?
A professional what? You think I'm a prostitute? Not a professional anything. I just thought you looked sad. I like sad men.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, other than drinking alone at bars, what do you do for a living?
I'm between jobs at the moment.
So what did you do?
The only thing I was ever good at.
Then why did you quit?
I'm trying to change.
I know why you're sad now.
Do you?
When you are that good at something, there are always going to be people who tempt you into staying the same.
And how do you know so much about temptation?
Buy me a glass of that scotch and I'll tell you.
Hello there. Hello.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. I want you to relax and answer them truthfully. Not that you'll have any choice about it. What is your name?
Saeed. Saeed Jarrah.
All right, Saeed. Why were you in handcuffs when we found you?
Because I am a bad man.
Were you running away from your people?
What people?
Hostiles.
I am not a hostile.
Then, where did you come from, Saeed?
I came on a plane.
What plane?
A Jira Flight 316. And that's how I returned to the island.
Returned? You've been here before?
Oh, yes. The first time, I was on Oceanic Flight 815. Crashed. I was here for 100 days. Then I left. How Sawyer?
Who saw you?
Who cares? None of this matters. Ask him about the flame.
Quiet.
What do you know about our stations here?
I know the flame was a communication station. The Pearl was to observe other stations. The Swan was to study electromagnetism. But of course, that was before the incident.
The Swan? How could he know what we were going to name it? We haven't even built it yet. I told you, we saw the model. You see, he is a spy.
Hey, I knew it.
Radzinski!
I'm not going to tell you again. Cool it.
You're all going to die, you know.
What?
You're going to kill.
How exactly would you know this, Saeed?
Because I am from the future.
Maybe I should use half a dropper. Oops.
you used exactly enough.
Bench grinder lube equipment. Drill press over here. Plugs, bearing sockets, ratchets here. How are you with the flat four engine?
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, not really.
It's okay.
Jack told you about us.
No. Hurley, actually.
It's kind of a relief, actually. I wasn't quite sure how to do it without it sounding like I was telling you to stay away. It's fine.
What do we do with him?
We kill him.
Hold on a second. We're not killing anyone, right?
He violated the truce. What do you think they would do if they caught one of us?
Since when did we start acting like them? We're civilized.
Yes, we are. We have a rule of law. And we've given him every opportunity to defend himself.
Blah, blah, blah. Need I remind you, this man's seen things. He knows things. There's nothing to talk about. He's a spy.
You sure about that, Stu? He was trying to escape from the hostiles. He obviously has problems with his people.
Yeah, and sharing our secrets are the quickest way for him to solve those problems.
Okay, I'm going to need a little more time to consider.
Consider? I mean, the longer he's among us, the more danger we're in.
I can talk to him, Horace. I just need more time.
No, you had your chance, LaFleur.
Why are we on your clock, Rudzinski?
Horace, we've got to call for a vote. Either we make a decision, or I call Ann Arbor. And they make it for us.
Rudzinski's right. Horace, please. I can't sleep with one eye open. We have a baby now. We have to think about Ethan. We have to think about all the children here. How are we going to feel safe with this man around? I don't know what he's up to, but we can't keep him here. We have no choice.
Okay. Let's put it to a vote. All in favor of Radzinski's solution, raise your hand.
LaFleur?
I would really like to say it's unanimous.
For that. just flinch and you're dead.
So who are you?
You asked me earlier if I was a professional. I am a professional. I was hired to bring you to Guam.
Who hired you?
The family of Peter Avellino. The man you killed in cold blood last year on a golf course in the Seychelles.
You're a bounty hunter.
Doesn't matter what I am. You're going to answer for what you've done.
Hit me in the face.
What?
Go on, you owe me one anyway, so make it a good one. And I want you to take these keys out of my pocket and let yourself out. Guard outside is Phil. He's a dimwit. So I reckon you can get his gun before he even realizes you're out. Just promise me you won't shoot him.
I appreciate the offer, but I'm fine right here.
They're gonna kill you. They just took a vote. Even a new mom wants you dead.
I'm going to stay here, James.
This morning you were begging me to let you go. Why would you change?
Because when I woke up in the jungle and I realized I was back on this island, I felt there was no purpose to it. But now I know exactly why I'm here.
To get shot? Then what? You're out of your mind.
Hi.
Why'd you come back?
What?
Saeed just filled my ear full of some crap about his damn purpose, and I want to know. Why'd y'all come back? Why, Kate?
I don't know why everyone else came back. I just know why I did. What?
What the hell? Grab a wrench, open those valves, get the hoses going. Eric, grab the fire gear. Phil, go help Craig.
What the hell happened?
3 years, no burning buses. Y'all are back for one day. Get on that hose. All security, all security. This is LaFleur. We have a fire.
Everyone get to building 15 now.
Roger that, I'm on my way.
What happened to your glasses?
My dad.
For bringing me the sandwich. I know. My father was a hard man as well.
I really hate it here. If I let you out, will you take me with you? To your people?
Yes, Ben, I will. That's why I'm here. Are you sure we're going to Guam?
Where else would we be going?
Can I ask you a favor? Can we get the next plane?
Why?
I'm very superstitious when it comes to flying.
I'll buy you a rabbit's foot at the gift shop. This is the plane we're taking. Sorry about the handcuffs, but at least we're in business.
Hold up, wait, please. Thank you for not closing it. What's he doing here? No, he can't come.
Hey, if you want to get back, this is how it's going to have to be.
Are you working for Benjamin Linus?
What?
Are you working for him?
Who's Benjamin Linus?
He's a liar, a manipulator. A man who allowed his own daughter to be murdered to save himself. A monster responsible for nothing short of genocide.
Why would I work for somebody like that?
I did.
Saeed. What are you doing here? How did you get out?
Sawyer let me go. They were going to kill me.
What?
Attention! The prisoner escaped. The hostel is no longer in custody. Be on the lookout. He could be armed.
They don't know he released me. Please, Jin. I need to keep moving.
Okay. Let me talk to him first. LaFleur, this is Jin here. Come in.
Whoa. Where'd you learn to do that? Come on. We better go. He called LaFleur.
You were right about me.
What?
I am a killer.